Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting trouble for migrants in Serbia. Serbia is saying it's not able to handle the vast number of migrants gathered along the border with Hungary after Hungarian officials closed the crossing point as part of a crackdown on the migrants. Serbia's Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić called it unacceptable for migrants to have to return to Serbia, especially as more arrive from Greece and Macedonia. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said under new security measures that took effect Tuesday, his administration will be tough on those who cross the border illegally. Police have so far detained about 175 people. Those who enter Hungary without permission could be sentenced to up to 3 years in prison. Hungary has also declared a state of emergency in two southern counties. The United States is warning North Korea against engaging in irresponsible provocations after Pyongyang announced it had restarted normal operations at its Yongbyon nuclear complex. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday that North Korea should refrain from such actions.
We will not accept North Korea as a nuclear state.
The White House issued the statement after North Korea warned it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous violations. They include murder and torture in the country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a new report Tuesday that the human rights violations are widespread, systematic, and well-coordinated. There are allegations of torture, beatings, waterboarding, and electric shocks. The report says ethnic Somalis and Muslims have been disproportionately targeted. This is VOA News.